So I've been telling myself I need to record more stuff. So here we go. Got a good topic to start recording a series on. Yesterday at lunch, I ran out and purchased a HTC One X. I've been an iPhone user since my first one was an iPhone 3GS. Went through the 3GS and had a 4S. So for the past, I would say 4 years, I've been an iPhone user and decided I wanted to do something different. So got the One X, and I think what I'm going to do here is record just a series of short audio boos and give you guys my impressions. I'll also write a couple of blog posts, maybe a wrap-up at the end of this on my blog, which is yourfamilygeek.com. But my initial impressions of this device, it is, design-wise, is a beautiful phone. Nice, big, crisp display, polycarbonate case. The only thing I don't like about the physical design is that the camera is kind of a big pimple on the back of the phone. So I'm definitely going to have to get a case to raise that up just to avoid rubbing it on a counter or whatever when I set it down. Fits well in the hand. I was kind of tossed up between the Galaxy S3 and the One X. Decided on getting the One X for a couple of reasons. One, it was $100 cheaper. The AT&T recently dropped the price on the One X, so got it for $100 instead of $200 for the S3, which is probably not going to come down anytime soon just due to its popularity. And the specs are very similar on both. Same processor. The S3 has 1 more gigabyte of RAM, which could make a difference here in the future with future releases of Android, but for right now it's absolutely fine. The camera on the One X, according to reviews, is better. I like that, and just the physical design seems to be much more solid than the S3. The S3 seemed a little plasticky to me, but you know, the biggest thing is probably the cost was a big deciding factor, and that there's not that much difference between them. So far, the OS, I'm really digging Ice Cream Sandwich, which is version 4.0 of Android. Very crisp. I like the widgets over iPhone, which does not allow for widgeting, which is being able to put something on your home screen, on one of the screens on the phone, to display live information without having to launch an application. So I really like that. I like the availability of apps. So far, I haven't been wanting for anything. There hasn't been anything that I've said, hey, you know, I had that on the iPhone and I can't do that on this. And, you know, everything is either one for one. You can find the exact same app or you can find something similar pretty quickly. I have noticed that in the App Store for Android, there's a lot more garbage, a lot more just apps that probably either don't work or maybe deceivingly have in-app purchases to make them even functional. But so far so good. I'll keep posting, and like I said, this is day one, so we'll see, you know, where we go from here. I think it's gonna be a big change, but I think it'll be a cool change. All right, guys.